Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
I turned off the alarm and turned on the bedside lamp. It was already 4 on a cold Saturday morning. With the burden of an elite college basketball player on my shoulders, I had to be up long before the sun every single day. I had to get some shots up and some personal training workouts before joining the team to train by 9. This was my way of staying ahead of the competition. I lived off campus, away from dormitories, away from distractions. My house had a quite spacious backyard, which had a basketball hoop where I did a lot of my work. I quickly headed to the bathroom, turned on the little tap in the sink, and washed my face. The drowsiness soon left my eyes, and I was glaring in the mirror. I then headed back to my bedroom and got my kit on. 2 hours of tough, gruesome professional training later, I laid on the floor of my living room, totally exhausted and drenched in sweat. I reluctantly got up and made for the bathroom. My quadriceps were on fire. I quickly got in, undressed, and turned on the shower. I needed some time to relax and rest for a little bit before the hectic team practice, which would run from 9 till 2 in the afternoon. Division I basketball was something else. We would run a couple plays over and over again, till we could run 1,000 plays in our sleep. That was no child's play. I put on a gray-colored t-shirt, matched it with my gray pair of jeans, and a pair of crisp black Nike slides. "So what's it gonna be?" I asked myself as I headed for the kitchen. Then my phone rang. Come on. I had to go all the way back to my bedroom to get it. Oh, crap! It was a missed video call from Tracy. I took a quick peek at the other notifications on my iPhone screen. Whoa, training had been canceled today. I look forward to kicking some ass today on the court. Lazily, I laid on my back in my messed up bed, holding the phone above my head. I quickly flipped through the other messages and hastily returned Tracy's call. In a couple seconds, her overwhelmingly pretty face was on my screen. She was still in bed. "Rise and shine, sleepyhead," I teased. "What are you still doing in bed?" "Waiting for Troy Maddox to come wake me," she laughed, displaying a well-organized dentition. "I've been up for quite a while, though." "Oh, really?" I continued teasing. "So, got any plans today?" "Not really, though. I'm just going to study until my girls come over. I'm guessing you're going to practice all day." "Oh, no, practice got canceled today, and I was wondering if you could come over." I tried sounding nice. "Troy, I don't know if..." "Come on, you'll still be able to study over here." I was almost begging. "It's been a while since we spent some time alone. Days off are really rare these days, you know." She sighed. It was something she couldn't refuse. Okay, fine. But you're going to let me study, right? Oh, yeah, I will. I had an evil grin on my face. Come on, I know you're not. Don't forget to order garlic balls. I almost screamed out of excitement, but I got a grip quickly. I won't. She hung up. I placed the phone on my chest, staring at the ceiling, just smiling. Just as I was pondering on the blissful conversation I just had with Tracy, another call came. It wasn't a video call this time. It was an unknown number. I was in the early stages of stardom, and I was very careful about unknown numbers. But I was in a good mood, so I decided to take the call. Hello? Who is this? No response. All I heard was just some noisy static, crackling as though it was a radio from the 1940s. Hello? Who is this? I inquired yet again. Still nothing but the static. Hello? I didn't understand what was going on. I hung up. Crazy. I got up to make my bed, and the phone buzzed yet again. It was the same number. Maybe it was just a bad signal, I thought as I answered yet again. Hello? Still nothing but static. Now this is getting weird. Hello, who am I speaking with? Nothing at all. The static continued. My heart was racing. After a couple seconds, a horrifying deep voice spoke up from the crackling sound. Maddox, the voice said. Who the hell are you? I barked back into the phone. The unknown caller had already hung up. What the heck just happened? I stared at my phone screen in an attempt to identify the unknown number, but it didn't match any of the numbers I had dialed in the past. How did he get my number? I thought it was probably a prank call. This was not the first prank call I had received. As a rising star, I was bound to get some of those. The call came in again from the same number. I became worried this time. I decided to pick it up so I could give the caller a piece of my mind. Now listen up. Troy Maddox. The boomerang returns to its thrower. Karma happens to us all eventually. Who the hell are you? You better... The caller hung up again. With a feeling of fear and a pinch of anger, I tried calling the number. I put the phone right to my ear as I ran my left hand through my hair. The number you have dialed is out of coverage. I didn't wait for the completion of that. Now I was alarmed. All right, Troy, get it together. I took deep breaths as I gave myself a pep talk. It's nothing but a prank call. You know, stuff happens. I put my phone in my pocket and quickly put my bed in order. I walked to the kitchen, trying my utmost best to keep it together. Crazy world, I said to myself as I opened the fridge and took out a bottle of milk. I had barely turned when something hit the side of my head. I crumbled to the floor. My vision became blurry, and I blacked out. As I regained consciousness, the first thing I felt was a paralyzing headache. Must have been from the hit earlier. Next, I noticed I couldn't move. I was restrained in a sitting position. I was tied to one of the dining chairs in my bedroom. I was staring down the whole time. I saw blood dripping from my face onto my gray jeans. Hello, Maddox. The same deep voice spoke as I looked up to see who it was. Remember me? Who are you? What do you want, man? I was a bit drowsy as this figure started to form. You got my call, didn't you? A guy who was about 6 foot tall with blonde hair was smiling as he took a chair and sat close in front of me. He was in an all-black outfit, a black leather jacket, black trousers, black shoes, with a pair of black gloves. Look, man, tell me what you want. I couldn't think of any better words to say at the moment. You've got such a short-term memory, Maddox. His smile slowly faded. You don't remember high school days. I soon began to recollect. After some reasoning and some calculations, I knew who had assaulted me and tied me to my own chair. Mitch? I didn't get what he was doing in my apartment, or even how he got in. What is all this about? He smiled. Troy Maddox, I told you something on the phone. Yeah, I got it. Back in high school, I and some of my high school teammates would pick on some nerds, calling them names and beating them up occasionally. Mitch happened to be one of those unfortunate ones. However, he happened to be the one that took the most abuse. In one of our bullying expeditions, my teammates had beaten the shit out of him and shoved him in a locker. He wasn't discovered until the next day. Even in the face of your doom, you still seem bold. Mitch's voice brought me back to the current reality. You have no idea how you and your teammates ruined my life that day. Look, man, we're sorry about that. I just wanted to get out of the situation. No true sympathy, though. Sorry? You're sorry? The apology seemed to infuriate him further. You have no idea what you guys took away from me. You took what mattered most to me. He began pacing around me. Have you heard anything about the Impaler? The serial killer who's been... So it was you. I was quick at drawing inferences. Look, man, I was forced by my friends into beating you. The Impaler was a serial killer who had been on the loose for quite some time, known for brutally impaling his victims to a chair after gorging their eyes out. Looked like I was about to be another one of his victims. But Tracy was probably on her way, and I didn't know what to do. I'd been hunting down all those mean seniors everywhere. I'm like karma's messenger. He put his hands on my shoulder. And I've come to take away what's most important to you, just like you did. Please, come on. There's got to be some other way we can resolve this. Tears had begun flowing out of my eyes. What other way, Maddox? He was almost yelling. On that day, I wrote a script for a movie, which was going to be a blockbuster. I was going to meet with producers that day. My life was about to take a new course, a new phase. But then, like a foul wind, you came along and ruined it all. My script was torn, and I couldn't meet up with the producers. They thought I was a non-serious kid, and they couldn't trust me anymore to get the job done. I was rejected, all thanks to you guys. But today, your deeds are about to catch up with you. He spoke with such an emotionless tone.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
L-E-D-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
I looked over to my dining table, and I saw a baseball bat, which is probably what knocked me out, and a long weapon which looked like a javelin. My heart raced faster than ever. Mitch, please. I was already exhausted. Your life will be spared, but I'm going to take what you love most away from you. Your right thumb and your pinky finger. That way you can never handle a basketball again. He opened an attaché case, which was on the dining room table. He took out a tool which looked like a plier, but had seemingly sharp blades.
Nitz, please, you don't want to do this. Come on, let's talk things over, bro, please.
Oh, look, I have an offer for you. My girl's coming over.
And you think she can save you?
Mitch said.
No, I don't. You want a thumb and a pinky finger, right? Take hers. She's really close to my heart, and seeing her in pain will probably scar me for life. Hell, you could do more with her, whatever you feel like. Just spare my fingers. I have a career and a life ahead of me.
Mitch smiled slowly, with his weapon in hand. He drew closer to me. I stayed patient. You are worse than I thought. Probably the worst person on this planet, Mitch said as he spat on my face. But this is an interesting offer. The next 1 hour felt like an eternity. Mitch groped Tracy as she entered the house. He beat her and took away her thumb and pinky finger. He then had his way with Tracy. All this happened in front of me on the floor. I watched all this in pure horror. But a part of me was at peace. My fingers were safe. As Mitch stood up to wear his clothes, it was my chance to escape. While he was taking out his anger on Tracy, I had managed to cut loose my arms. I mustered all the strength possible I could in my right leg and landed a kick to his balls. His face turned red as he fell to the floor. I ran for the window, and without any thought of repercussions, I jumped right through the glass. It wasn't the luckiest of days, and the glass pierced my face mercilessly as I landed on my lawn, crashing hard. I knew I dislocated something. I tried crawling, but I just couldn't. I was losing blood. I was fading yet again. Is this death? I wondered. The pain was the first reminder that made me feel that I was still alive. I woke up with pain all over, raging from cuts to scratches to bruises, internal injuries, and a dislocated shoulder. I was laying in a hospital. The nurse told me that I had multiple injuries, but eventually would recover. She warned me not to touch my face. I was so tensed and traumatized that the nurse had to sedate me. I soon faded away yet again. 3 months after the incident, I was making quite a steady recovery. My parents had come over to Memphis. My story was all over the news. Due to the complications, I had to redshirt the entire season. It was such a painful process. Mitch's words echoed through my ears. It seemed like a boomerang had returned to its thrower. Karma had caught up with me. The authorities were still after him. He was on the run. As for Tracy, I never heard from her again, but came to know from a common friend that she was shifted to a psychiatric hospital due to her unstable mental health and frequent anxiety attacks.
Get the job done as soon as possible. I sighed as the call ended. Just when I decided to take a few days off for myself, another job had to delay me. I was a bounty hunter and was pretty good at my job. We didn't ask questions. Once a bounty is placed on a person, my job was to find the person. Easy. I worked with an underground chain of spies and agents. Things we did were always kept secret. No one above ground knew about the bounty hunts. I fired up my laptop and checked the details. The man's name was Chris, and he was in his 30s. He lived in one of those big estates in LA. I memorized his house number and took note of the number of guards that he had. His personal guards were 4, and none of them followed him to his house. Besides one other guard at the gate, there was no other person staying with him at night. I planned to go in the evening. The faster I got the job done, the faster I could be on my break and try to enjoy myself for a while. I was 25 and lived a comfortable life. I got paid handsomely every time I captured someone with a bounty. Most of these people were criminals that had been eluding the police or FBI, so they placed bounties on them in hopes that one of us would capture them. I finalized my plans and took my bike to my target's house. I was dressed in black from head to toe. I stalked up to the house, quietly. I crawled up the fence and landed on the balls of my feet. I saw the security guard dozing off on a chair in front of the gate. He had made it easy for me. I walked to him silently and shot a dart into his arm. His body went limp in a matter of seconds. The place looked like a graveyard. It was very dark and quiet. I approached the front door as silently as possible. My plan was to knock him out, then call my boss to pick him up. I didn't want it to get messy. I had a stun gun and I would use it on him if the need arises. My eyes roamed over the surroundings and I thought it was strange that he managed to avoid getting captured by the police. I wondered how, especially if he lived in such a big place. I felt a presence behind me and reacted fast. I drew up my stun gun and swiveled around quickly. I shot it at the man who managed to almost creep up on me, but he dodged it. He barreled into me and knocked the gun from my hand. We fell to the floor, rolling on top of each other. I brought up my elbow and jammed him in the nose. He flinched but didn't retreat as he successfully pinned me down. He was heaving as I struggled underneath him. This was really bad. I had let myself get captured. My boss had given me the wrong intel and now I was paying for it. He dragged me up and led me into the house without saying a word. This must be one of Chris's guards that I was told never followed him home. The door opened and I was tossed inside like a rag doll. Chris was standing there, watching me with an amused smile on his face. He ordered the guard to tie my hands and I couldn't resist because Chris had a gun pointed at me.
"You have some nerve coming here."
He ran his hand through my long hair, smiling softly to himself.
"Leave us,"
he ordered his guards, who promptly obeyed. I was terrified but refused to show it. I flexed my fingers behind me, testing to see if I could free myself. If it was just the two of us left, perhaps I could escape somehow. I was sure of it. Someone had sent me here knowing I would get captured. I had been betrayed. Chris pulled down the zipper of my black hoodie, revealing the tank top I wore underneath. My breaths came out faster as I wondered what he wanted to do with me. I subtly tried to free my hands just in case I got an opening to run away.
"Who sent you?"
he said. I clenched my teeth and stared at him adamantly. Even though I had gotten betrayed, it was against our ethics to reveal any information. Chris laughed when I didn't respond, shaking his head. He trailed a finger down the side of my face, over my neck, and down the middle of my chest. Why was he touching me like that? He muttered to himself that he needed to punish me. I braced myself for whatever torture he had planned for me, so I was shocked when he grabbed my face and kissed me. My eyes were open in surprise as Chris kissed me with his eyes closed. He groaned and pressed harder into me. This man was a psychopath. Tears ran down my face as I started to think of what he could do to me. I felt so violated. His hand came up and grabbed my neck, choking me.
"Kiss me back."
I refused, my mouth still against his. When the pressure exerted in, my neck became more than I could bear. I opened my mouth and kissed him back, disgust welling inside me. He lessened his grip and continued to kiss me, pulling my hair and rubbing my neck. My hands came free of the ropes that I had been struggling with, and I rejoiced quietly. I had a chance to escape this place. Chris withdrew and stared at me. He asked who sent me and got angry when I didn't respond. He slapped my face hard and kissed me again. That was how he questioned me, and every time I refused, he would slap or punch me before kissing me. When he finally moved away from me, my face was pulsing and my body hurt in several places. His back was to me, so I acted fast. I removed the other stun gun I had in the waistband of my jeans and stilled when he turned to face me again. I stood up calmly and brought up my hand. I gave him no chance to react before stunning him. He fell to the ground, his body twitching slightly. I heard the guard's footsteps from somewhere in the house, and I didn't wait for him to catch up with me. I ran out and climbed up the fence, my muscles groaning in protest. It hurt to move, but I managed to do it. I didn't look back as I got down and hopped on my bike and sped off. I resigned from my job the next day, giving my boss no explanation. If someone in the agency wanted me out of the way, I would gladly step aside. I had enough money to live by myself anyways. I never spoke of what happened to anyone, and I pretended it didn't happen.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
I still see Chris's face in my nightmares, and I can't control it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
You could win free Coneys, Cholitos, and more at your local Skyline Chili. Head into Skyline, grab a Skyline Fest game piece, and peel for a chance to win instantly. At participating Skyline locations while supplies last. Game ends August 24th.